After Premier Ford's Monday morning announcement of a return to more COVID-19 restrictions starting January 5, Elliott Lake Mayor Dan Marchesella issued a written response. The mayor noted that so far 2022 looks like replay of 2021. Well, it's 2022. And it feels like a retake of 2021 already. As we watch the COVID numbers soar out of control again, 561 active cases in the district and 35 active in Elliott Lake and area, I would again ask that we all stay vigilant with our safety measures and patient with each other as things go back into semi-lockdown. He said he's extremely proud of Elliott Lake's vaccination numbers, but many are unable to get boosters at this time, so it's up to all of us to keep each other safe. The mayor noted that the province will return to the modified version of Step 2 of the roadmap to reopen effective Wednesday, January 5, 2022 at 12:01 a.m. for at least 21 days, until January 26, 2022, subject to trends in public health and health system indicators. The following is the full text of Mayor Marchesella's statement. Well, it's 2022. And it feels like a retake of 2021 already. As we watch the COVID numbers soar out of control again, 561 active cases in the district and 35 active in Elliott Lake and area, I would again ask that we all stay vigilant with our safety measures and patient with each other as things go back into semi-lockdown. While I'm extremely proud of the number of vaccinated in our community, many still wait for their second shots or boosters. Being a community with so many vulnerable residents, a large number cannot get vaccinations, so it's up to the rest of us to keep one another safe. In response, the province will return to the modified version of Step 2 of the roadmap to reopen effective Wednesday, January 5, 2022 at 12:01 a.m. for at least 21 days, until January 26, 2022, subject to trends in public health and health system indicators. These measures include reducing social gathering limits to 5 people indoors and 10 people outdoors. Limiting capacity at organized public events to 5 people indoors. Requiring businesses and organizations to ensure employees work remotely unless the nature of their work requires them to be on site. Limiting capacity at indoor weddings, funerals, and religious services, rites and ceremonies to 50% capacity of the particular room. Outdoor services are limited to the number of people that can maintain 2 meters of physical distance. Social gatherings associated with these services must adhere to the social gathering limits. Retail settings, including shopping malls, permitted at 50% capacity. For shopping malls, physical distancing will be required in lineups, loitering will not be permitted and food courts will be required to close. Personal care services permitted at 50% capacity and other restrictions. Saunas, steam rooms, and oxygen bars closed. Closing indoor meeting and event spaces with limited exceptions but permitting outdoor spaces to remain open with restrictions. Public libraries limited to 50% capacity. Closing indoor dining at restaurants, bars and other food or drink establishments. Outdoor dining with restrictions, takeout, drive-through and delivery is permitted. Restricting the sale of alcohol after 10 p.m. and the consumption of alcohol on premise in businesses or settings after 11 p.m. with delivery and takeout, grocery, convenience stores and other liquor stores exempted. Closing indoor concert venues, theaters, cinemas, rehearsals and recorded performances permitted with restrictions. Closing museums, galleries, zoos, science centers, landmarks, historic sites, botanical gardens and similar attractions, amusement parks and water parks, tour and guide services and fairs, rural exhibitions, and festivals. Outdoor establishments permitted to open with restrictions and with spectator occupancy, where applicable, limited to 50% capacity. Closing indoor horse racing tracks, car racing tracks and other similar venues. Outdoor establishments permitted to open with restrictions and with spectator occupancy limited to 50% capacity. Boat tours permitted at 50% capacity. Closing indoor sport and recreational fitness facilities including gyms, except for athletes training for the Olympics and Paralympics and select professional and elite amateur sport leagues. Outdoor facilities are permitted to operate but with the number of spectators not to exceed 50% occupancy and other requirements. All publicly funded and private schools will move to remote learning starting January 5 until at least January 17, subject to public health trends and operational considerations. school buildings would be permitted to open for child care operations, including emergency child care, to provide in-person instruction for students with special education needs who cannot be accommodated remotely and for staff who are unable to deliver quality instruction from home. During this period of remote learning, free emergency child care will be provided for school-aged children of health care and other eligible frontline workers.